Okay. All right, gentlemen, we'll go back now. We've got cases under advisement. We've got three. First case under advisement is case number 11,171, and it's for the request for the 7-8 request for the billboard that we have. And let's see, Mr. Rickards, you had taken that case under advisement.
Well, you know, there's billboards in here. There's going to be, we're watched very carefully now, I believe, in what we're granting on billboards. You saw the questions I asked, if there was any more billboards in that neighborhood. And they said that the other applicants will probably be coming in here asking for those type of variances also, which I didn't say, the applicant said, which will require substantial variances also.
Mm-hmm. No, what I heard was he would have to have the same variance as far as distance from a billboard as he's requesting.
Right. They'll have to have the same thing.
Right.
Right.
Which
is what I'm saying.
To replace an old one.
To replace an old one. Oh.
So I think what Mr. Richter is saying, that being substantial, because he's asking for, 7-8 variances. Is that what I'd be correct in saying that?
Yeah,
by substantial?
Also the fact, I remember when we didn't grant a height variances because of trees. Now, I remember that, and that's a miracle. I don't think that's a reason for granting a variance, okay, for a height variance. Well, see over top of trees. Now, I believe we had said one time if the tree, how big does tree grow? And someone said, well, it grows up to 30 feet or something like that. And the question was asked whether, are you going to come back and ask for another 20 feet?
That particular case was down on Route 1 by Red Mill. We had a billboard right there.
I remember that.
The guy put this tree, that's why I asked that question. He put the trees up, and the opposition said, well, that tree can be 60 feet high. You're going to come back and move the billboard up. So that was the reason I'd asked that question, to find out if they were. Because if it was 40 feet, then it would have to be 50 feet. And where would it, you wouldn't stop at. So we have addressed that issue.
I think that impacted, I was the secretary then, I think that impacted your decisions. Okay, of the height variances going higher and higher and higher.
Right.
The applicant did state that when this billboard was placed, there were less, considerably less residential structures in the area. And now that the residential structures have been placed, trees are part of that. He is asking for less of a variance on the square footage than what currently exists.
Right, that he did.
And
that's also another, yeah.
But that leaves him the other two he's got from two dwellings. He needs two variances from, just 2 weeks ago, from two dwellings.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Chairman. Didn't we, back then, didn't we require them to fix the poles and stuff like that?
Before the sign ordinance.
Was,
yeah, before that, I think Mr. Mills got,
old,
I think a test was made before
times.
That.
Yeah.
That they had an option if they could, when they came in before the sign ordinance was wrote, that they did have an option to repair, I think Mr. Lankham, they could repair the poles. They had an option to do that, because if they'd taken it down, then they would have lost
to start
that.
From ground zero.
So they came in to repair them before the monopoles came about. I believe that in the county, when to kind of go with that, if we did write the ordinance to go with it, they could put the monopoles up. However, they did repair them, a lot more repairs, especially on Route 9 where we're at right now. We got these four or five up and down.
Is there anything blank around there? I didn't
there's know. Five. There's five right in that area, right there, within like a mile. Yeah, there's a sign there. It's blank. There's a couple of them. And I think the case we had, that we've set somewhat of a precedent, it's going to It's like the first one we had here just, what, first meeting ago, we approved a special use exception, and we denied the variances. If they could bring it into compliance, correct, then they could go ahead and put it up. And now, if it's my understanding, you all correct me then, and the reason of that special use exception was that it wasn't going to substantially adversely affect the neighborhood of that sign being there because there wasn't that many or any in that area. The next one that we denied the special use exception and the variances because within a 2 mile stretch, I think mile and a half,
there were
seven billboards.
That were blank.
Five of those had blank either one or two signs on it.
Well, so Mr. Chairman, those were for proposed billboards.
No, there was billboards there.
No, but the application wasn't.
Yeah, the applicant was trying to get to where we were going to.
I see a distinction between that case and this one, in that in the case that we have before us tonight,
okay,
it's one that's already in existence. It's not one where the one we had, I guess, a month or so ago, where it was an empty lot, and they were looking to put one on.
Right, but the point I was trying to establish, though, is the reason why, you know, we denied one. We have approved one for special exception, denied the variances.
Mm-hmm.
Just last week, we denied the special use exception and the variances. But what was the reason and why I'm doing it? I was just trying to relate what Mr. Rickards had said, if that be the case. And I think the same as Mr. Workman, some of them were empty. Okay. I mean, he asked me a question, was there any in that area? And I said, yeah, there is in that area. And they were empty. So how, you have to help me then, how am I wrong then with that?
He just wanted to know
if there's any in that area that was empty, and there was.
I guess my question is, I don't know how relevant that is to the determination as to whether the billboard will substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Well, if he's already got one there, then if he's already got a wooden pole, then if he already got a billboard, then why didn't he? I think Mr. Rickards had asked back, and before they would fix the wooden poles up. They had four of them there. They had like either a tripod or four singles. That pole was bad. They would come in and fix one pole up.
But doesn't the applicant still have that option to do that?
Yeah.
Sure does.
He still has that option. So he's got the option to fix the poles that he has now with the billboard. The county has given that option, or does he want to take this option here?
Well, I think from what I could gather from what the applicant proposed was that it's not a feasible option to fix it up. He needs to go up because the neighbors have put that tree line there, which blocks visibility, and then it also is blocking the visibility of the existing business that was there.
Right. Well, then that's my question. But the county has gave him, they give him the option, hey, take what you have now, then if you can't do that, fix what you have. But he stated he'd like to have that so they could utilize the sign for his business, and he wanted to clean up a lot. You know, it'd help him clean up the area. So he wants to do it, and then the next three. I'm trying to interpret what the county, you know, the county on the side ordinance. Are we going to let this guy come? He wants to clean a lot up, so he wants to come and put this big one up and go higher. And we just heard, then we've got three or four more people from Milford, right there to Grotto's, going all the way down to the daggone to Route 1. I count them, and I think Mr. Rickard did. We got, there was 58 billboards that way. You got them. 18 feet, 25 feet, 40 feet, where do we, you know, try to clean this up with? That's the point I'm making. You know, he's got his is 25. He wants to go 40, and this guy said, I want 35. That was the question I'd ask about the trees. But the county has given them tools to use. Are they going to use them? Take that old one and fix it, you know, fix it up if he can. He's got that option, but no, I won't go 40 feet.
Well, and
only dumped the trees have been 40 feet. He want to go 50? See, he's saying the trees are still going to ask him. I threw that question to him because we
did
that.
He said he also wanted to raise it so that the building behind it would be more visible.
More visible.
More visible, and he'd have more people to do it with. I mean, I'm just, you know, we've done two.
I think it was as a courtesy.
But yeah. we've done two, but this is a different one. This is already there. He's going to replace it. The other ones are new ones they want to go up with.
Yeah, and
that's
and
where the difference is.
I think there's a distinction in this because the testimony, and if you guys remember it differently than I do, you know, it's your findings.
Okay.
But my recollection was that the applicant or one of the witnesses that he had testified that those dwellings that create a need for a variance came in after the billboard was put up.
Well, that could have been the case then, the one this last time then, because his was that way, then people had built around it, you know, businesses that came in. You'd see it, you'd have the same.
Are you talking about one of the ones where it was an empty lot and they tried to put one on?
Right. But businesses that came
in. Now, see, that one is.
But they had used everything up. They had built there. People built around him. So he only had a little parcel left to put a billboard on.
Correct. But here's the distinction is this one already had a billboard on it.
Okay.
The houses that are creating the need for the variance came in after the billboard was already there.
Right.
Whereas the case you're talking about, the houses were there, and then he wants to put the billboard in the middle of it.
But really, the houses didn't cause it. Hearing his testimony, the houses didn't cause the problem. The trees did. They beautified. They wanted to put the trees in to make it more aesthetically pleasing for the houses. And so the trees actually caused the problem. If we heard the testimony and said, "What? You know, he's seen the houses, but the houses didn't do it."
Well,
houses were built, but the trees caused the problem. So where do we?
Well, I think what you're looking at is there's two different variances there.
Yeah, I see that.
There's a variance for the distance from the dwellings. Right. And there's a variance for the distance for the height.
Because
so
of trees.
I would ask the board to do this is look at each of the individual variance requests on their face and on their merits. Because there's different parts of the presentation and the evidence that's in the record that will apply to each of those points. You may find that some of them are applicable and that it's one you should grant. You may find one that you deny. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But you're talking about the height one, and I was talking about the dwelling one.
Oh, yeah, because it took the...
They're two different variance requests.
But no, but he didn't. He stayed, but when I questioned him on it, the problem was because of the trees. He did keep saying the houses came, but then the trees came to cover for them, he said. So that got in the way of the signs.
So really what...
You know, the house didn't do it. The trees did, but the houses
what
came.
What this is really, you know, hearing this, what this is going to boil down to, if we're looking at, if I heard everything right, is that if you have a non-conforming billboard, then you can put up no matter what the variance is, as long as you can meet those standards, well, it's because there's a tree there and I got to get over the tree and there's a building back here and I got to get away from that building. So, you know, I need a variance there, I need a variance here, I need a variance there, and I'm going to replace this old billboard. So why do we even have to go through this? That's my point.
You're
establishing something here that...
I don't want to go that far down the road. I was just trying to... You guys were referencing one that we had discussed before that was on a property that didn't have a billboard. And what I'm saying is I think that there is a distinction
between
the two. A factual distinction.
I agree with that. Oh, there was three billboards on that property, what I'm coming to.
But they still have to meet those standards for granting a variance.
Right.
And that's up to you to determine whether they do or not. I want to make sure that you weren't comparing apples to oranges, because I think there's a factual distinction there. That's all I wanted to make sure.
I was trying to get to the point where the guy had the trees up there, the height, everything he was presenting his case.
Right.
Now, you're going... If we're going to, you know, if we met the standards in here, I just can't see where he met the standards for granting a variance. I mean, that portion of it, sure, he could have a billboard there because the ordinance says that. The ordinance says in a C1 district you can have it as long as you meet these setbacks.
Yeah, setbacks in C1.
Now, gee whiz, guess what? I have a 100-year-old sign that's been up here for 100 years. Well, I'll just go to the board and, you know, I'll get that grant and get these variances and I'll put up a brand new one.
But he can go up with poles.
He could repair.
He can repair what he's got.
And go up higher.
You can't go over 25 unless you
can't
give him a
variance. Can't go over 25 feet.
Well, he's not going to be over the, still won't be able to see it then. If he only went up that high, it would still be blocked.
That's my point. Okay, that when we are granting variances like this, we gotta give it some thought.
Lawrence, do you still have that picture?
Yep. If you can see it, a little dark.
Pass it down.
Yep.
There's an awful lot. I think you all know Sussex County as well as I do. There's an awful lot of old billboards.
Are the setbacks any difference from the sign he's got right now? And the next sign to it, he needed 13 feet away from another billboard. He's too close to it, right?
The first one he needed 13.
So how did that, that got put there by being grandfathered in or what? Somebody had to get a variance, right then, Lawrence?
Yeah.
Yeah, there would have had to be a variance or else it was. Or
somebody
else
got
it was
a, the other guy got a variance or somebody got a variance and put that sign there.
Or it's pre-existing.
Okay.
At one time we didn't really have jurisdiction over billboard. State did.
What state did then?
We took it over probably in the 80s, I guess.
Yeah, 1980s.
Right, so a lot of that stuff was up.
Yeah,
well, let's look at it this way. He can repair what he's got, what he has there that's been there 20, 30 years, and you still, Sussex County still has a lot more square footage of a billboard with telephone poles. Or we can approve this to replace it, even if you don't want to grant him the height variance, but that monopole is going to look 10 times better with less square footage.
I agree.
Than the
for
the old
aesthetic.
Right.
Right. I agree
for the county.
With that. But then again, Mr. Hudson, I'm going down, what are we doing here? Just be careful what we're doing and how we.
We're doing nothing more than we've already done all over Route 1.
Doing what, John?
We're doing nothing more than we've already done all the way up and down Route 1. There's some that are, 45 or more feet?
What else would Lawrence have said? He said, I ain't doing nothing this line anymore. I'm just going to sit there.
And it looks like trash.
It's going to look like nothing. So at least he is trying to prove it.
Right.
I don't really have a problem with that. What's he doing? I mean.
And if you don't want to grant him the 40-foot height variance, just let him put a monopole in.
That's
height.
All I wanted you to do was think of what we're doing here.
Then we're back to variances.
All these variances. I can understand, honestly, I can understand the variances set aside because of the non-conforming sign.
Yeah, I guess.
The aesthetics of it.
With the variances, he's already got it there. So is he going to tear it down and eliminate it if we deny it? Or is he going to leave that there? And either repair it a little bit at a time or repair it structurally the way it is or what?
Or just let it sit there.
Or let it sit there, yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with the height or that.
With
much as we've done, like John said.
If you, it would seem to reason that if you have a billboard that can't be seen very well because of a tree, it's more likely that it's going to be vacant.
So that means if everybody starts coming in and for billboards going up down the highway, my neighbor's got three cypress trees I can't see, or somebody builds a home, two-story home, and buy one and somebody can't see it. We're going to start doing that because somebody's got trees too high or billboards up and down the county. I just like Bud just said, it's something we need to think about though too. I mean, we're going to set a precedent, and if the county again has got an ordinance for them to use and they got tools, but can we sit here and justify by doing that? If the next guy's going to come in, like he just said, there's two more. So that guy's going to come in and say, well, I got two houses now, they're too close to me, I can't see. We got, you know, we're gonna go up and down highways. I started saying up down Route 1.
Maybe I'm on the wrong track here. But I don't think so. The county said, here is an ordinance that the state had. We'll put it in so you guys, all the businessmen around here, sign people and business people, can have a billboard. And they kicked it around and everything and said, these are the things that they're supposed to have. And these are their setbacks, and this is that. And then they said the same thing for cell towers. They said the same thing for windmills. And very rarely do you grant a variance from what I've seen for a cell tower. And these are big structures. They're not just something back and it's very visible. Okay.
Is it more a billboard higher in the air? Is it more obtrusive or less obtrusive?
Is it more what, John?
Obtrusive in the way, so you can't see things around it.
Less.
It's all in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you got to look at a safety concern, though. If you got them right now, then they're going down under the seams. If you put them up higher, and if I'm driving, I got one of them, we'll look this way and that way. If you look up and you're trying to go down the highway, is it going to be? I would think the higher it is, the more intrusive it's going to be, or it's a safety thing. Then also,
maybe I should ask you guys this, and then I don't know.
Exactly.
Where's the hardship?
Yeah.
Or is he creating his own hardship? He has a billboard up there now.
The old billboard is a hardship.
Yeah.
It is an old. It's a hardship.
But how long? Yeah.
The hardship as far as height would be the. It was fine until the neighbors planted something in front of it so it couldn't be used for its purpose.
But how long have them trees been there?
They just planted them when they developed it.
Well, he said that 30.
I don't think
the billboard been there longer.
That's a hardship. That's not it. He's creating his own hardship before the opposite.
Yeah. Well, let's look at it this way. If it were ours, either one of our property, and we had a billboard on it right now.
Okay.
If this board denied this application, what would we do? Would we tear it down and eliminate it so the county would be happy?
I'll let it sit there.
I would have asked for.
No, the answer is question. Yeah, I would let it sit there. Yeah.
I would have asked for a double stack billboard because right now he's getting three billboards and he's only asking for two.
Right. And what I'm saying is, as long as he can rent them, he's probably going to leave them there and rent them. Now, if he can't rent them and they dilapidate and he doesn't want to spend the money on it and we turn him down, maybe just tear it down. But as long as he can rent them the way they are, he's going to do it.
Sure.
On Route 1.
Sure. So he's got it. I mean, he can rent it. He still can rent it, like you're saying. He's got a way of fixing it. I mean, the hardship. I mean, we didn't create it, someone else created it, are we here to correct a hardship that was created by somebody else to help it out? Is it for financial or is it for something he needs? And we all know what billboards are for, they generate funds.
One of the standards did the applicant create the difficulty?
Hardship.
Did he create it?
By his neighbor planting trees, did he create the hardship?
Did he know it was going to, well, you know, did he know, well, yeah, but that's a loaded question. That's a loaded question, Jamie. And you know
Let me ask you this loaded question. Do you think if they didn't plant the trees that he wouldn't be in here?
Do what?
If he didn't plant the trees.
He wouldn't be in if they didn't plant the trees.
If they didn't plant the trees, he would probably be in here. For the variances, not necessarily for the height.
Either way, he'd have been here then.
But I mean, we can approve it for a monopole,
right?
With the variances, with no height variance.
Okay, I agree with that.
We could. That's a possibility, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just like we can prove a special use exception with no variances.
Yeah, that would be the way. Then you bring it into compliance because, you know, the trees, you know, because somebody planted them. Like I said, you know, he's got two more neighbors there. He said, and he tested, they're going to come in. So that man's going to come in and say, well, I got two houses behind me. You just proved his. How are you going to turn that one down? Then you're going to turn another one down. We're going to set a precedent.
Yeah, but like Jamie said, each case, he told us, is different. You got to
But he's
each
absolutely. Separate.
Each case is set by itself.
But I'm using an example because I'm just using that example because he said we got two more right where he's at. He's getting ready to represent the next one right next to this one in 2 weeks.
Well, I haven't looked at the agenda for 2 weeks, so
that's what he said.
He did say something to that effect. Yeah, but here's the thing. This is one for this property.
Okay.
And it's this application. What he presents in 2 weeks, I have no idea.
Well,
I suspect he probably will present entirely different facts.
It's a hardship thing, though. I'm sure.
So he's going to have a burden for that application. So as far as this application goes, the board needs to focus only on what was presented for this property. And, of course, one of the elements is the character of the neighborhood, and the other is that it won't substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. So for those two standards, we do need to take in consideration what's in the area.
Right.
But the application is pertaining to this property, not those other two that are coming up.
I'm in favor of the special use exception, but not the variances.
How high is his old sign?
25.
Which 25 right now. Which variant? You're none of them?
None
of them?
No.
So he can't.
Special use exception, none of the variances in.
Well, okay.
He hasn't met the standards again, then.
Okay.
Can't put anything in.
No. Not unless if he gets the special use accepted, we didn't deny the variances. But, if he
but we heard testimony.
If he can meet those, then he can put that new one up.
But we heard testimony that.
He can't meet the 300
feet. He's not 300 feet from the two dwellings you've got right there, okay?
But we heard testimony that he can't meet the variance needs, distance from structures, and because those structures were put in after his billboard was already there.
But he was falling into the trees when he put up. And basically, that house didn't bother him. When the house didn't bother him, it's when the trees were put up.
Well, he wants to replace it with a monopole and improve it.
Yeah. That's what he said. He wanted to clean it up, clean up the lot. I've stated my position. I just don't think the county's giving, there's plenty there for them to have to use.
But if he just put the monopole on 25 feet, he's still got the same problem.
Sure. So you're not doing him any good.
No, he's not doing it. I mean, he's got to have the height.
He's got to have the height to make
it
work.
He's got
to
have the height. Make it work.
You can give him the height. everything is 25 feet, and he's still got nothing.
Yeah, so, I mean, he got to have that height to get it up there.
Be able to keep what he's got, so he's got the height, right, Lonnie? So,
okay.
So, Jamie, should be in a, if there's a motion, it should be in the form of a motion on the special use exception and a separate motion on the variance.
Right.
Typically, what we'll do is. The motion would be, a motion to approve this for this reason, a motion to deny this for this reason within the same one.
Same motion.
Yeah. Yeah, that way everybody's voting on the same thing. Unless, of course, somebody just wants to say, I move for approval of this and then vote, and then I move for approval or denial of this and vote, depending on what everybody is agreeing on. I just would ask that whatever you vote on, you specify clearly your reasons for it. Whichever one it is.
That'd be the best thing to do. All right, gentlemen, if there's no further discussion and the board is ready to vote, or the board want more time, what would you like to do? Is it the pleasure of the board?
Mr. Hudson.
Okay. Okay.
You know you want right. something.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to table case number
11,171.
I saw that grin on your face. I thought maybe you were going to make a motion there.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, and a second by Mr. Rickards. that we table case number 11,171 until our next regular meeting, which will be April the 1st.
Right.
All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills.
Aye.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye.
Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Rickards.
Aye.
Mr. Callaway. Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,171 is tabled. Okay, gentlemen.